This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Citizens of the Reject Nation, at long last, we have returned. I would like to first say thank you to all of you who sent in so many kind, generous messages. As you may have heard, I was concussed. I was in an accident, but I am okay. As you can see, I'm wearing these glasses, looking like I'm in the Big Lebowski.
He slipped while eating a hot dog.
Did not do that.
I was actually almost murdered by a guy in an electric scooter, but I'm okay. Everything's okay. The force was strong with me. He only hit my head really hard and ended up in the hospital. But I'm so excited to be back.
The whole time I was like, man, you were delaying Bad Batch.
No, really bad. But before that, it was also my fault. Yeah, it was a scheduling issue. Hell yeah, let's do it. This is not the end.
Yeah, it is. It's the end of the series.
Could you imagine?
They ran out of budget and they couldn't complete it.
Wow.
Well.
Wow, okay.
We got some talking to do. Wow, Michael. We have a finale to get to. Okay, my friend. What do you think about these episodes?
First off, I think that they've done a really terrific job at, without having, I think realistically, despite my imagination running wild, there was never a smart way for there to ever be some kind of like crazy clone-led rebellion attack on Tantus.
Sure.
Which is like a great show name.
Yeah. Attack on Tantus.
Attack on Tantus. It'll never sell.
Yeah.
But they've managed to keep it so personal and
personal
and so focused. And in the process, you now have this really, really clever, I think we're getting exactly what we wanted. We're getting a clone rebellion, but from the inside of all the clone prisoners who are at Tantus. And we're going to get this epic, like,
hold on a second,
jailbreak.
Can we rewind back for a sec? The song, the music. That's a familiar tune.
That is a very familiar tune. Sir, I
we got to pull this. We can't end this without pulling it. Hold on a second.
I do have a concussion, so you have to forgive me for not having my greatest recall.
This is an interesting review.
What?
People can't hear us. People can't hear what we're hearing. It's just us jamming out to a tune.
Bump, bump, bump.
I don't know why that tune sounds so familiar.
Well, it's definitely pulling different themes. What do you guys think it is?
I don't know.
I wonder if it's from Republic Commando, maybe.
Let's just go to Twitter. maybe Twitter will know.
Twitter, help us out, friends.
Help us out. Help us out, Twitter. We are spending too much time on this.
Bad Batch.
This is called content, people. We are providing content for all of you.
I am levitating at Kiner's.
The music, I'm levitating. Kiner's are doing God's work. Okay.
It might just be really good.
Might just be really good music. Okay. For a second, I was like, this.
I agree with that. Kevin Kiner has been on actual fire.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think what it is it sounds like the clone theme, like it's taken like the best elements of that, like the heavy drum beats.
Sure. Yeah. It sounds like an army march.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's the echoes of it, so to speak.
And I think that's the thing that got me excited, because we're gonna get the clone army,
the clone rebellion
is what I'm saying.
Well, I guess to go back to what I was saying there, there's a. In a really interesting way, they've given us that, but it's coming from this, like, intensely... They've managed to keep this really personal, tight narrative.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's going to be coming from the inside, and they're going to be breaking out of Tantis.
Exactly.
I am now 1,000% convinced that there will be a follow-up series. The follow-up series is definitively The Hidden Path.
Mm-hmm.
We will absolutely be following Ventress. These kids that are about to get saved are going to be saved. I think that means Omega is going to survive. I don't know if our main cast is. I hope so. I hope they get to fight in the rebellion.
I think Crosshair is 100% dead.
I there's no way that they all make it out.
I think Crosshair is totally dead.
I think that Crosshair as a narrative arc, I don't want to say deserves to die, but I feel like it will give his character a really well-rounded arc. I do love the idea of the rest of them getting to fight in the rebellion. I also like the idea of Rampart getting to fight in the rebellion. I'm not sure if he has like the same ability as. I hate this concussion. My name recognition sucks from Rebels. The Imperial officer that from the ISB that joined up with the Rebels crew with the great mutton chops. Oh my God, it's gonna drive me nuts. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I have a concussion.
The one that appeared in Mandalorian?
No, did not appear in the Mandalorian. But he became really good friends with Zeb, and he fought in his homeworld.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Blonde hair. Had like the cool metal.
I see it.
Really,
yes.
Great character.
Yes.
A lot of.
I thought you were talking about Zeb for a second. Like, is that bias?
No, not
that
Zeb.
That makes sense. This review is so, it's us listening and us trying to pull things in our brain. This is, we haven't
no,
really
it's,
reviewed.
It's
We've
all
been
good.
Gone for 3 weeks. This is our return.
Yeah. No, but what did you think of the episode, Greg?
Okay, yeah, we could do that. I thought that
or
this episode's
plural.
I think that back-to-back, I think Bad Batch makes for a good binge because normally what we do is we watch one at a time and then we talk about it. And I am finding myself with this feeling of, oh, it's not completed yet. So I normally don't like to stay in the terrain when we are talking in the review section about, hey, let's discuss just theory to the next episode. Let's actually reflect and talk about the episodes that we just experienced. However, I think with a couple of factors, with it now being a binge experience for us because of how we decided to catch up here.
Yeah.
And on top of that, with it being the penultimate, I am finding that we are in the feeling of this is theorizing time of what's going to go down.
Yeah.
I like everything they're setting up. I do get the impression that, I don't know, I think Rampart's going to pull something shady. I don't feel like there's going to actually, I don't get the impression Rampart's going to do something good. And I think Crosshair is going to die. Hunter and Wrecker and Echo will live. Crosshair will live. Emery, yeah, I guess I trust her. Why not? I'll take a leap of faith on Emery. She's been like being tugged and pulled this whole time. So,
yeah.
What do you think is going to happen with Hemlock?
I mean, I think, frankly, Hemlock surviving presents in my mind, a serious problem for the. How things all turn out.
Yeah.
I think if Hemlock survived, I think a lot of the challenges that the Empire runs into with Project Necromancer don't happen. So I think the Bad Batch, and in essence, this story, is part of why Palpatine really struggles to find the right clone.
I think they're going to succeed with the Tantis mission, but I think the information...
Yeah.
Not all of it will be destroyed.
No, 1,000%. And if anything, part of me is I'm not sure Nala Se, for instance, is going to make it out of the situation.
Well, she moves too slow.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Gregory.
Hurry, Nala Se. I'm going as fast as I can. 10 seconds before explosion. Leave without me.
Oh, Mecca. I am your real
mother.
The wrecker's just gonna grab her.
Oh,
come on!
Rings her by the neck.
No, it's I mean, the reality is, we know for a fact that, like, at least by the time of the Mandalorian, elements of this division still exist.
Sure.
So no matter what happens, Tanis isn't a complete failure. I'm almost 1,000% certain we are going to see the Emperor, because this one's important to him, and all of it's at jeopardy.
So sick of the Emperor.
Are you, though? I love that guy.
Bad Batch is trending. That's what we'll do. You know what we'll do? Let's see what the internet's saying.
I've never done that with you, Greg.
I've never done it either.
Another week, another tension-filled Bad Batch. I'm not ready for them.
For next week.
I can't read.
Great. I love this show and this cast of characters so much. To not have them every week. Ugh.
Sheev at home while the Bad Batch are running around his secret lab, blowing up his sperm bank.
It's a great meme there.
It's a great meme. Nice.
I think, I mean, I think the action has been really good too. Yeah. That's the thing with these last few episodes. They've been so cinematic. They've been very immediate, you know, like they're not exactly information heavy. You get a little bit of information, but not like a whole lot.
Well, I think time's out for exposition, right? Like we know everything we need to know. Now it's just a matter of letting it happen.
It's just about getting to Tantus.
and knowing, like, the repercussion is Omega is the glue.
Yeah.
The glue that literally binds the midichlorians to the clones of Palpatine. And without that, it doesn't work.
Do you think we're going to get the CX2 reveal?
I think it's done with. I think the only way that we could, in my mind, is that we have the Bad Batch. And there's obviously going to be a crazy... I mean, you have to think about all the chaos that's about to ensue, because the Zillow Beast is going to break out. You have an army full of stormtroopers. You have an army full of broken out clone troopers. You have presumably Scorch, presumably our clone assassin. You have maybe Palpatine showing up, who's going to be a little upset. You have the entire Bad Batch. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, in their getting out and their escape, or however they want to do the setup, because I think this needs to end with ultimately the setup for the hidden path and what comes next. There may be, like, I wonder if we'll see Ventress one more time and perhaps
doubt it. What do you think is going to happen with Twitter's actually really helping with talking points here. Yeah. The Zillow Beast. Kind of forgot about that, even though that was kind of the ending point with Omega.
Well, I said
there.
The Zillow Beast.
What'd you say about the Zillow Beast?
I said, with the Zillow Beast getting broken out. The Zillow Beast is going to break out. Mount Tanis is going to be sitting there. They're going to They're going to do a wide shot, and the mountain's going to go.
Best review we've ever done.
And it's going to be sick. Best review we've ever done.
A common thing on Twitter.
Is that what Twitter said?
A common thing about Twitter is how Echo... just kind of own this latest episode here. Yeah. Just sneaking around like a mofo, and then manages to persuade Emery with just a few words.
Well, I think Echo in a lot of ways represents, at least for me, as like a hardcore like OG Clone Wars fan. Sad badge. Echo represents for me like the plight of the clones. He was a good soldier who followed orders. He made the ultimate sacrifice. He literally was experimented on and was, in essence, like forced to become part Clinker. Mm. And after years of being away, he like fought so hard to come back to himself, which I think is an experience that so many of these other clones are now going through in their own way post Order 66. And I feel like him being able to demonstrate to Emery and to just like verbally communicate like Omega believes in you, so that's enough for me to like at least give you the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
I think is a level of like, I don't think Emery's ever experienced or seen that before in any dynamic or relationship in her existence. And at the end of the day, so much of what this is about is family. You know, for Omega, it's her brothers. And I think for Emery, I think she's really begun to see Omega as a sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by extension, is beginning to understand that maybe these can really be her brothers as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
And there's something wonderful about that.
I wholeheartedly agree.
So, you know, I wonder if Emery will make it out. I hope for her sake that she does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she can. And that's a sacrifice that I think would be...
I think she'll make it out.
I mean, it certainly would be interesting, but also I feel like if somebody with that much knowledge making it out, I feel like the Rebellion would be a little bit more likely to be working on trying to, you know... I think the challenge is nobody's really privy to this, which means a lot of the people that know anything about it really need to not be.
You know, why don't we do this? Why don't we look up the plot leaks for next week?
Absolutely not.
I think we should look up what happens next week, and then
no.
And then we should make predictions before it happens.
I can't do that.
And I think that would be great. I think people would, it would show us how smart we are.
No.
That we can predict what's going to happen.
One of the things that I really love and that I can say authentically about me is that I make a lot of hopeful predictions, and I'm very frequently wrong.
Oh, yeah, like all the time.
All the time.
Like most of the time.
And I'm okay with that because that's part of the fun of watching these shows in real time with you.
Yeah, Hondo's never shown up in the entire time we watch this.
Hondo's been in every episode in my heart.
Hondo! It just sounds racist when you do it.
When I do it?
Yeah.
What about when Jim Cummings does it?
That's different.
Is it?
He's in a booth. He's being paid. He's being paid to be racist.
It's not racist when you're in a booth.
Because I can assume it's not Jim Cummings. I can go, they hired an authentically
Winnie the Pooh.
Something.
I got my hand in every jar of honey.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, what did you think about these episodes of The Bad Batch?
Yeah, and beyond that, what's going to happen?
Oh, dude, we know what's going to happen.
I want to hear what they think is going to happen.
I looked at the plot leaks while you were talking.
And ultimately, what do you think the spinoff is going to be?
Oh, Ventress and Omega. Ventrega. Omegatress.
Omegatress. Omegatress. I'm actually here for it.
I would love an Omega.
Omega becomes a Night Sister.
I would love Omega and Ventress teaming up together with these
Padawan.
Other three kids.
Padawan. Ugh. Sorry.
that was a Freudian slip right there. Yeah. Ugh, I don't want to hang with those.
I wanna see what happened to Gunji.
Dude, Gunji's like frolicking right now.
Gunji's probably enslaved by the Trandoshans.
No, not in my head, canon. Trandoshans don't have that much power over Gunji. Gunji's a Jedi. Or like a pre-Jedi. Whatever that stage is when you're not quite a Jedi.
Padawan? A youngling?
Is he considered a Padawan? Still, he doesn't have a teacher anymore.
Well, I don't think he was ever a Padawan. He was just a youngling.
He's just, even though he's older?
Well, unless you become a Padawan. You don't become a Padawan.
A youngling meant that you were like a little kid.
A youngling means that you have yet to be assigned a Jedi Master. So you're...
So is Luke Skywalker a youngling?
No, Luke was assigned a Master. His master was Obi-Wan.
But okay, that's fair.
And then you're...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Rey, however, Rey. Had Luke. But... Right.
Dude, this is done.
All right. For even more exciting content, be sure to hit the notification bell.
We reviewed the hell out of these well.
Well, and everyone, I just want to again say thank you for all the well wishes with my concussion. And I'm so sorry it took us so long to get these videos up. All of the death threats.